Yiraisa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Yotesama Beis. We're holding by the Mishnah on Yotesama Beis on the top of the Amud. So says the Mishnah, Ha'isa Sukkasoi K'min Srif. If let's say a person makes a sukkah, he makes it like a teepee. He takes pieces of schach and he makes a teepee out of the schach. So the point of this case is that there's no defined walls and roof. It's all just one piece. It's just pieces of schach that form a teepee. And that's what he wants to use as his sukkah. Or similarly, he takes pieces of schach, a mat of schach, and he leans it against the wall. So also he makes like a half a teepee. Again, there's no defined defined area where you could say that this is the wall and this is the schach. It's all just one. So in such a case, Rabbi Eliezer says it's puzzle, being that there's no defined wall and roof. So therefore, the sukkah is puzzle. Because it doesn't have a roof, meaning there's no defined roof. The Chachamim Machshirin, however, the Chachamim say that it's kosher. Even though there's no defined wall and roof, the Chachamim still allow this sukkah. Says the Gemara, that Tana, we learned in Abraisa, Maidu Rabbi Eliezer, even Rabbi Eliezer agrees, Shem Higbiha Min Akarka Tefach, that if you lift up the Tipi Tefach, if you lift up the tipi tefach, so now we could count that tefach as a defined wall, and the rest of it could be the gag. Or similarly, if you lift up the case of samchel kaisa, where he had the mat of schach and he leaned it against the wall, there also, if you lifted up a tefach, so now we have a defined wall and roof. So in such a case, aisha fligam in a kaisa tefach, or in the second case, when you leaned up the mat against the wall, if you moved it away from the wall of tefach and you put some schach over that tefach, so now again, there's a defined roof and walls. So in such a case, so shikshera Rabbi Eliezer, even Rabbi Eliezer is maided in such a case, so then the sukkah will be kosher. Now, my tamayu de rabbanon. What's the pshat in the rabbanon? Shipui ayulim koilim damu. The reason why they hold it's kosher even without doing any of the shtick of lifting it up a tefach, moving it away from the wall of tefach, as is, they hold a tipi sukkah is kosher because they hold that a bent wall, shipui ayulim, even though it's all just one bent thing like this case, that's still considered an ayul. So just like that's considered an ayul, with regards to sukkah, it's also going to be a kosher sukkah. That's the shita of the chachamim. Now, it's important to realize that the Chachamim are a kula when it comes to the halachas of sukkah in this case, meaning the sukkah is kosher, but it could also be a chumrah, meaning it's all just based on the idea that shipuye ayolim ka'ayolim damu. But what would be if, let's say, you want to sleep in a kilas chasanim inside of a tipi bed inside of your sukkah? So now it's going to be that the Chachamim are a chumrah. According to the Chachamim, you won't be able to sleep under a tipi bed inside your sukkah. The reason is because they hold shipuye ayolim ka'ayolim damu. Even though there's no roof, still that's considered an ayil according to the Chachamim. Mamele, you wouldn't be able to sleep under such a bed inside of your sukkah. Whereas according to Rabbi Eliezer, being that shipuye ayilim lavka ayilim damu, Rabbi Eliezer clearly holds that that's not considered an ayil. So Rabbi Eliezer would allow a person to sleep under such a bed inside of a sukkah. And that's what the Gemara brings now. That Abaye Ashkechil Rabbi Yosef tikagani bekilas chasanim. Now the Abaye, one time he found Rabbi Yosef, that he was sleeping in the Kilas Chasanim, Basukkah, inside of the Sukkah, so he was sleeping in this teepee bed. So Amar Leis, so Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, he said, with all due respect, Keman Rabbi Eliezer, you're going like Rabbi Eliezer, who holds the Shipuye Ayulim Lavka Ayulim Damu, and therefore you're allowed to sleep in this bed because it's not considered an ayul, so it's not mafsik between you and the Schach. So you're going like Rabbi Eliezer, Shavkas, Rabbanon, Va'avdas, Rabbi Eliezer, You're leaving the Rabbanon and you're going like Rabbi Eliezer, Adas Yachid, against the Rabbim, the Allah is Kerabim. How could you leave the Rabbanon and go like Rabbi Eliezer? That was Abaye's cash on Rabbi Yosef. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yosef responded back to Abaye, that Braisa Ibchatani. That no, I'm going like the Chachamim. But in a Braisa we have it that it's the other way around. In a Braisa we have it that Rabbi Eliezer Machshir v'Chachamim Paislet. That it's Rabbi Eliezer who says that Shipuye Ayulim is Ka'ilim Damu, and that a sukkah that's a teepee, or that you lean the mat against the wall that it's kosher. V'Chachamim Paislet, and it's the Chachamim that say it's possible, they say Shipuye Ayulim is Lav Ka'ilim Damu. So I have a Braisa which has this Machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer the Chachamim in the reverse. So really, I am going like the Chachamim. I'm just going like the Bryce's version of the Chachamim. However, Abaye continued to ask Rabbi Yosef, but still, Shavkas Masnisa and Vavdas Kebraiso, still, why would you go like the Braisa's version of the Chachamim and not like the Mishnah's version of the Chachamim? A Mishnah is more authoritative, so why would you leave the Mishnah and go like the Braisa? So Amar Leiser, Rabbi Yosef said back to Abaye that there's a reason why I ditched the Mishnah. The reason I ditched the Mishnah is because Masnisa Yechidahi. I have a raya that our Mishnah is really just a Das Yachid. And what's that, Tanya? Because we learned in a Braisa. The Braisa, when it brings down our Mishnah, and it brings it the way it says, Rabbi Nassan says, that Rabbi Eliezer Paisa Mamnei She'en L'Gag V'Chachamim Machshirin. So we have a Braisa which brings Mamish the exact same case and Dinim of our Mishnah in the same order, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, but it says that this is Rabbi Nassan's version of the Machlaikas. So you see that our whole Mishnah was none other than Rabbi Nassan's version of the Mishnah, as opposed to the Braisa, which is, so to speak, the Stam version, it's the Chachamim version of the Machlaikas. That's why I went with the Braisa over our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is really just a Das Yachid. Mamela, I went like the Braisa. And the Braisa comes out that the Isa Sukkah commenced Rif, or Sesam Chalakaisel, is that it's not a good Sukkah, because according to the Chachamim. Because Shipri Ayolim is Lavka Ayolim Damu. Mamela, it comes out of Kula that you're allowed to sleep in the Kilas Chasan in bed. Because being that Shipri Ayolim is Lavka Ayolim Damu, so therefore I'm allowed to sleep in such a bed inside of the Sukkah, and that's why I'm sleeping in the Kilas Chasanim. Talk the next Mishnah. Machzeles kanim gedoyla. If let's say a person has a large reed mat, and so in the Gemara, really, we're going to explain all the dinim of the Mishnah, but just we'll read the Mishnah kipshutai. So if a person has a large reed mat, so now reeds is something which grows from the ground. It's a mat. It's pshutai kliyot, so it's not mekabel tuma. So, however, there's a important introduction that we need, and that is that even though we've mentioned in the past that pshutei kliyots are not mekabel tuma, and therefore a reed mat should not be mekabel tuma, and it should be perfectly fine to use it as schach, there's an exception to the rule, and that is if you have a pshutei kliyots that's designated as a bed, so then the halacha is that it is mekabel tuma, because being that if a zav or a zava, if they lie down on it, so it's mekabel tumas medris, so therefore it's mekabel tuma, so therefore it's going to be pasul aschach. Something that's designated as a bed, even though it's pshutei kliyots, is going to be pasul aschach. So now what's the halacha when you have these large reed mats? So it's going to depend. Asal l'shchiva, if it's meant to be a bed, so then mekabelas tuma, so then it's mekabel tuma, because it's a bed, so it's mekabel tumas medris, and also, being that it's mekabel tuma, ve'ein mesakchen ba, you're not going to be allowed to use such a mat as schach. L'sikuch, however, if it's you made for schach, so then mesakchen ba, so then you could use it as schach, ve'ein mekabel tuma, being that it's not a bed, so it's just regular pshutei kliyots, so it's not mekabel tuma, and you could use it as schach. That's what the Tanakhama says about this big mat. The Mishnah does not tell us, at least directly, what he says about a small mat. Says the Gemara, B'liezer aymer achas katana v'achas gedoyla. This din is true both about a small mat and a big mat. Asa l'shchiva, if you made it for sleeping as a bed, so then mekabel es tuma ve'e mesakchim bo. It's mekabel tuma, and you cannot use it as schach. And l'sikoch, if you make it for schach, so then mesakchim bo ve'e mekabel es tuma. And again, the Gemara is going to explain the machlokes. Says the Gemara first, that within the Tanakhama, it seems to be a stiru minei ube. Haguf akashu. Amrin asa l'shchiva mikabel es tuma. First, you start off the Mishnah, you tell me about this large mat, that if you make it as a bed, so then it's mikabel tuma ve'e misakchim ba. So taima, it's mashma, that why is it mekabel tuma, and why is it possible for schach? Da asa l'shchiva. Because you made it with specific intentions that it should be a bed. Mashma hastama, what would be stam? A large mat is manufactured. What's the din min hastam? It's mashma stam as l'sikuch. It's mashma min hastam, we assume it's for schach. It's only if you make it specifically with intentions for it to be a bed, so then it's considered a bed. But otherwise, min hastam, large mats are made for schach. But then v'hadar tani, but then you teach in the next line that l'sikuch, if you manufacture it as schach, so then misakchim bavene mekabel as tuma. So then it's not a bed. Now it could be used for schach. Now it's not mekabel tuma. So it's a taima, it's mashma. Why is it that that's true? Why is it that it's kosher for schach? Only because the asal l'sikuch, because you specifically manufactured it to be schach. Mashma hastama l'shchiva. It's mashma that minastam large mats were made for lying down. So which one is it? It's a steeper from the reisha to the seifa. The reisha is mashma that minastam it's for schach, and the seifa is mashma that minastam it's for a bed. So it says the Gemara haloi kasha kan begedoyla kan beketana. That really the Mishnah didn't say lahedya, but the Tanakama, the Chochamim was really talking about two different types of mats. The Mishnah starts off talking about a machzelis kanim gedoyla. So that it's if you make it for a bed, so then it's a bed. Then minastam it's for schach. Large mats were generally harder, they were rougher, they weren't as comfy to be used as a bed. So that it's only if you make it l'shchiva, so then it's mekabelis toma. Possible for schach, but minastam it's going to be for schach and it's kosher. Then when the Mishnah says that if you make it for schach, it's kosher, mashma minastam it's a bed, that's talking about a small mat. Small mats are much more comfortable, so smaller mats, that those were made for lying down, those were made as beds. Those ones, it's only if you make it for schach, so then it's going to be kosher as schach. Otherwise, minastam it's a bed, and mamela it's going to be mekabel tumah and possible for schach. However, in fact, the Gemara, the Marshal's Girsa, he takes out the parentheses, and instead he just says, Eima Seifa, but then read the Seifa of the Mishnah. What does the Seifa of the Mishnah say? The Seifa says that Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, Achas Ketana V'Achas Kedoyla, both mats, whether it's large or small, it's the same din. Asal L'Shchiva Mekabelis Toma V'Eima Sakhimba. If you make it specifically with intentions as a bed, so then it's Mekabel Toma, and you cannot use it as Schach, which is Mashma, says the Gemara, Taima, it's Mashma, that what's the reason why it's mekabel tumah and pasul for schach, it's because the asa l'shchiva, because you did it specifically with intentions that it should be a bed. Hastama, what's the din min hastam? That it's l'sikuch, and that it's kosher for schach, and it's not mekabel tumah. But the name is seifa, the seifa of Rebbe Eliezer says in the seifa, that asa l'sikuch, if you make it for schach, so then misakchim b'avein mekabel tumah. So then you could use it for schach, then it's not mekabel tumah. Taimu, it's mashmo, the asa l'sikuch, it's only because you specifically manufactured it that it should be schach. Hastama, but if you made it stam, so then stam mats are l'shchiva, it's for sleeping, and it's mekabel tumah, and it's possible for schach. And here you can't say kan begedoyla kan beketana. Here Rabbi Eliezer specifically said that his din is true, and there's no difference between small mats and big mats. His din is true about both small mats and big mats. If you make it for shchiva, then it's possible, and if you make it for schach, then it's kosher. So it's a stir minei ubei. What's the din minastam? Is minastam l'sikuch, or is minastam l'shchiva? So even though the answer that we said before, kan begedoyla, kan beketana, it worked for the Tanakama, we're going to get stuck when we get to the Seifa, when we get to Rabbi Eliezer, we're going to get stuck. So that we really have to really rethink how we're going to read the Mishnah. So it says, the Gemara, Ella, my Rava. Rava says, this is the way you're supposed to read the Mishnah. Before we get to the reading, just this is the Machlaikis. That begedoyla kuliyamu le pligi, the stamal asikach. Everybody agrees that a large mat is uncomfortable. They were hard, they were rough, it was not comfortable. Stam large mats were always made l'sikach. It's only if you specifically have in mind that it should be l'shchiva, so then it's mekabel tumah. But otherwise, minastam, everybody agrees that large mats are l'sikach. Ki pligi b'ketana. The machlaikis is, and what is a stam small mat for? Tanakama savar stam ketana l'shchiva. The Tanakama holds that small mats, generally speaking, the stam is that it's l'shchiva, it's for lying down, it's mekabel tumah, and it's going to be possible for schach. Rabbi Eliezer savar stam ketana nami l'sikuch. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer holds that no, even a stam ketana, also small mats are just like large mats. There's no difference between the two. Just like large mats, the stam is that it's for schach. So too small mats, the stam is that it's for schach. V'hachi kamer, and this is the way you're supposed to read the Mishnah. The Mishnah is like this: the machzelas hakanim gedayla, machzelas hakanim. That when it comes to read mats, so gedayla, if you have a large mat, asal l'shchiva mekabel. If you specifically manufacture it, that it should be as a bed, because minastam it's not. But if you specifically manufacture it, that it should be a bed, so then it's mekabel tumah ve'imisakrimba, and you cannot use it as chach. Taima, but it's only because dasal l'shchiva, because you specifically manufactured it, that it should be a bed. Hastama, but if you made it stam, so it's nasik mi shasal l'sikach, minastam is like you made it for schach, umisakrimba, and you can use it as chach. That's what the Tanakhama was saying. And then the also Rabbi Eliezer lemeimer on that, Rabbi Eliezer was coming to say that no, achas katana v'achas gedayla. It doesn't matter if it's big or small. Stomach shere l'sikach. It's only if it's asa l'shchiva, so then it's going to be mekabel tumah pasul for schach. But stomach is going to be nasa kemi that you made it for schach and it's kosher. So that's the way you read the Mishnah. The way you read the Mishnah is that the Tanakhama was being mechalik between large mats and smaller mats, and Rabbi Eliezer is coming to say that no, it's all the same. Both large mats, both small mats. It's only if you specifically manufacture it for shchiva, so then it's mekabel tumah and it's going to be possible for schach. Hastama, it's going to be like a case of lesikach. That's the way you read the end of the Mishnah, that it's lesikach, meaning hastama, it's nasa kami, that you made it lesikach, and misakchem bavena mekabel hastama, and then you could use it as schach. That even stama, both of small mats and big mats, you could use it as schach. That's what Rabbi Eliezer was saying back to the Tanakhama. Now, we'll do a few more lines just because it's hard to stop Mamish in the middle of the sugya. So, Amar Le Abaye, Abaye says to Rava, again, this was Rava's pshat in the Mishnah. Amar Le Abaye, Abaye says to Rava, Yehachi, if so, that you're right, that that's the correct reading of the Mishnah. So then, Rabbi Eliezer, Aymer, Achas Ketana v'Achas Gedoyla, Achas Gedoyla v'Achas Ketana mi Ba'ilei. Generally speaking, you always say the bigger Chiddush second. You say the more obvious one, and then you say, and even this. So then, the way you're reading the Mishnah is that Rabbi Eliezer is arguing on the Tanakhama with regards to small mats. Rabbi Eliezer is coming to say that no, even small mats is stama for schach. So if so, why does Rabbi Eliezer say achas katana v'achas gedayla? Mashma that gedayla was the nekuda of the machlekes. He should have said achas gedayla v'achas katana. He's coming to say that even katana is stama l'schach. So according to you, the Rabbi Eliezer's wording is off. Right? Achas gedayla v'achas ketana mi ba'ilei. That's what he should have said. V'oiden furthermore asked Abaye to Rava that ki pligi b'gedaylu de pligi. I'll bring you a raya that they don't argue about small mats. The machloikis, the Tanakhama and Rabbi Eliezer, is regarding the big mats. Rabbi Eliezer l'chumra. And Rabbi Eliezer wasn't coming to be more mikel. He was coming to be more machmer. What's my raya? The Tanakh, like we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa says, machzela sakonim, when it comes to these reed mats, b'gedaylu, when it comes to the large ones, so but the Tanakhama holds you could use it as chach, and Rabbi Eliezer says that no, emeinu mekabel es tuma misakhen ba. It's only if it's not mekabel tuma, but otherwise you can't use it. So you see that Rabbi Eliezer was arguing regarding large mats. Again, it's not clear yet what the machlekes is, that we're going to have to explain, but you see from the braisa that Rabbi Eliezer was clearly arguing about large mats, and not only that, but you see that Rabbi Eliezer was the machmir. The Tanakhama says you could just use it, and Rabbi Eliezer was saying that no, you could only use it if it's not mekabel tuma. But like kilu hastama, you can't use large mats. So says the Gemara, Elam Rapapa, says Rapapa, this is the way we have to read the Mishnah. And this is first the Machlaikis. Bekatana kuli amu le pligi destama l'shchiva. Everybody agrees, small mats are so cozy, people make small mats for sleeping, and therefore they're going to be mekabel tuma, even though the pshute kliyates, they're made for sleeping, they're mekabel tuma, and they're going to be pasul for schach. That everybody agrees with, who doesn't like a small reed mat? Ki pligi, the Machlaikis is bigdaila, the Machlekes is when it comes to a large mat. Are large mats, how uncomfortable really are the large mats? Tanakhama savar, the Tanakhama holds, they're very uncomfortable. And therefore, stam gedayla l'sikach. Large mats, they're not minastam made for beds. Minastam, large mats are made for schach. Rabbi Eliezer Savar, whereas Rabbi Eliezer holds that no, stam gedaylo nami l'shchiva. That also large mats are made minastam for beds. They're not so bad. They're not so uncomfortable. You get used to it. Large mats minastam were also made for lying down. Umay asa l'shchiva. So wait, if so, now we're stuck. So if Rabbi Eliezer, so in the Tanakhama, everything in the Mishnah reads perfectly. Like we said before, kan b'gedaylo, kan b'katana. There's a difference between large mats and small mats. Large mats minastam are made l'schach, and small mats minastam are made for shchiva. So that's how we read the Tanakhama before, and we'll continue reading the Tanakhama like that. We're stuck now in Rabbi Eliezer. Why did Rabbi Eliezer say that both by large mats and small mats, that if you make it for a bed, so then it's going to be possible. It's mashma minastam, it's kosher. But now we're saying that Rabbi Eliezer holds that even minastam, both mats, both small and large, are always made as a bed. So why did Rabbi Eliezer say in the Mishnah that if you were a saul l'shchiva, so then it's possible. Umay a saul l'shchiva, says the Gemara. So why did Rabbi Eliezer say in the Mishnah that if you make it for shchiva, so then it's a problem? What do you mean if you make it for shchiva? Even minastam, it's going to be a problem. So says the Gemara, umay a saul l'shchiva to kamar, hachi kamar. This is what Rabbi Eliezer meant to say, that both large mats and small mats, stam asiyasa nami l'shchiva, that it's stam is l'shchiva, not that you made it specifically with intentions that should be l'shchiva. The stam is that it's l'shchiva ad over l'sikach, until you do it specifically with intentions that should be for schach, and then it will be kosher and chanami. But until then, min hastam, it's always l'shchiva, and therefore it's going to be pasul. That's the way you read the Mishnah. So again, just to read it inside the Mishnah one final time, says the Mishnah, going back to your Testament base, we'll read it inside. Machzelas kanim gedayla, when it comes to a large man. So min hastam, says the Tanakhama, min hastam, it's for schach. It's uncomfortable. However, asal l'shchiva, if you make it as a bed, so then mikabel estoma, then it's going to be mikabel toma. You made it as a bed, ve'ei misakchim bo, and you cannot use it as schach. However, a small mats min hastam are comfy. They're for beds, and therefore they're going to be pasul. However, l'sikach, if you make it for schach, if you make the small mat l'schach, so then misakchim bo ve'ei mikabel estoma. So then you could use it as schach, and it's not mikabel toma. However, Rabbi Eliezer, and he says, no, achas katana v'achas gedayla, they're both the same. Also, the small mat, also the large mats are minastam made l'shchiva. Asal l'shchiva, mekabel estoma, even minastam, the stam is that it's made l'shchiva, and it's mekabel toma v'misakrim ba, even the large mats. It's only if you make it l'sikach, it's only if you make it for schach, so then misakrim ba v'inim mekabel estoma. But otherwise, the stam is, both by small mats and even by large mats, that the stam is that it's made l'shchiva, and it's gonna be mekabel toma, and it's gonna be possible for schach. That's the final way we're reading the Mishnah.